Ukrainian service members have the right to use Javelin anti-tank missile systems received from the United States in any part of their country for self-defense purposes. If there is a new invasion of Ukraine and there are requests for additional assistance, we will respond positively to these requests. Now the situation is different, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said. Kirby also added that the United States will be ready to send additional forces to NATO allies' territory in Eastern Europe if Russia attacks Ukraine. The Pentagon spokesperson said that by the end of this week, Ukraine will receive from the United States the latest elements from the $60 million security package announced in August, namely small arms and ammunition. At the same time, the Ukrainian military showed Javelin anti-tank missiles to American journalists from ABC News near the line of contact in Donbass. The story notes that Ukraine does not usually demonstrate these systems near the front line. But they have been there since 2020. Some Russian media have already reacted to the report with aggressive rhetoric, noting that Javelin systems allegedly should not be stationed in Donbass. As a reminder, the media reported in late November that the military in eastern Ukraine for the first time used Javelin anti-tank missile systems against the Russian-backed militants. Commenting on the information, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the use of American anti-tank missile systems and the use of Bayraktar drones testifies to aggressive plans of the Ukrainian military. He also stressed that this is a violation of the Minsk agreements. The headquarters of Ukraine's Joint Forces Operation denied the use of Javelin anti-tank missile systems against the Russian occupation forces during the fighting in Donbass. Bohdan Marushak,